USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An FDA panel is giving the green light to the first coronavirus vaccine and approving it for emergency use. Pfizer's vaccine was over 95% effective in trials. The FDA could give the final approval for emergency use in the next couple of days, and the first shots could be given next week. The Pfizer vaccine must be stored in ultra-cold temperatures. The investigation into Hunter Biden began in 2018. They're not only digging into his taxes, but he's also the target of a grand jury investigation. President-elect Joe Biden is not part of the investigation, but a Republican member of the Homeland Security Committee noted Hunter traveled overseas when his father was vice president.
What did Joe Biden know, and when did he know it? He needs to answer questions.
Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley, USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Drug maker Pfizer is warning Britain's National Health Service not to give the company's coronavirus vaccine to people with significant history of allergic reactions. As far as what this means for folks with allergies and the coronavirus vaccine, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel tells Fox and Friends,
I think what's important here is that the two people who had allergies in the UK were already carrying an EpiPen, meaning that they had had severe allergies in the past. So the warning here is for people that have had severe allergies in the past where they had to be rushed to the hospital or they had swelling or decreased blood pressure and high and big rashes. That's the group that we would hesitate to give this to right away. But it's not for the general population. We haven't seen a lot of allergies in all the people that were studied.
President Trump making the announcement that Morocco and Israel will have diplomatic relations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
For over 1 year, Republican Senator from Iowa Chuck Grassley led a review of Hunter Biden's business deals and overseas dealings with China. Now with news that Hunter Biden is under an investigation, Grassley took to the Senate floor saying the media suppressed the story.
But the liberal media and members of the other political party chose to dismiss our work. Even falsely claimed that our work was Russian disinformation. And I think they did this in order to protect leaders of the other party. So you can understand why I think it's very outrageous that the Fourth Estate would choose to ignore facts when they are uncovered by Republicans. Senator Johnson and I don't do oversight work just for the fun of it.
The Senate is moving ahead with a massive defense authorization bill despite a veto pledge from President Trump. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying,
now it's the Senate's turn to make it an unbroken 60-year streak of passing this legislation to keep our military strong and our homeland safe.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor on Thursday. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. Thank you for listening, and for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.